This is our first session for the Fulfillment Formula. And over this next 6 weeks, we are going to be having you complete your own fulfillment formula. Because while the components are the same, it is also unique and individual to you. So I want to just briefly introduce myself again, set a little bit of a context, and then we'll move into the content for today. First of all, I'm Rhonda Wada, founder and creator of DivineNavigation.com. And what we really do at Divine Navigation is liberate people from who they think they have to be to get the success and the fulfillment that they want. And that is why I designed the fulfillment formula, was really to be either a supplement or an introduction to Divine Navigation itself. So whether or not you already have your divine coordinates, you're going to get huge value out of the fulfillment formula. And of course, we would love to have you identify your divine coordinates. When that speaks to you, you know, you can reach out to us, and I'll be giving you some info all the way through on that and how you can move forward that speaks to you. But I really wanted to first just remind us all why we're here and what we're up to. We are going to be using handouts for your visual. You have to have the handout to get everything you need out of our session. And for us visual learners, it's very supportive, I find. Let me just briefly introduce myself again. I'm pretty sure that if you made it here, you have had some connection to me. I suppose it's possible that you got registered without that, but not probable, so I'll keep it super short. We'll also make sure that we include the preview call that I did a couple of weeks ago on the course download page in case you would like to listen to that. We will not be duplicating everything that was in that preview call, so if you haven't heard it, I do recommend that you do that. So, you know, in all the time that I've been coaching and all of the thousands of hours at this point of coaching that I've done, no matter what disguise it's taking, what I really found is that fulfillment is what everybody is after. There's this sense of emptiness. There's this sense of incompleteness. There's this sense of not enoughness that takes a whole bunch of different expressions, masks, disguises, whatever word lands with you. And when it comes down to it, it really can be encapsulated in the concept of fulfillment and what is that and how do we find it and where does it live and those types of things. Again, I went really deeply into some of that in the preview call, so I invite you to listen to that because I have so much new stuff to give you today that I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. But the Fulfillment Formula course itself, again, if you already have your divine coordinates, it's just going to take them to a new level, right? This whole course has been designed to supplement your work in Divine Navigation or to introduce you to the work of Divine Navigation. So as the creator and founder of Divine Navigation, one of the things that is really super important to me is to be sure that we are giving people plenty of opportunities to really reach that place in themselves that they understand and know how to navigate their lives, their choices, their decisions, and whatever the circumstances are that get thrown at them in a way that has them feel really grounded in who they are and trusting that they have what it takes to do that. So that is another promise of the Fulfillment Formula, is to help move you in that direction. You know, we definitely want you to be identifying your divine coordinates at some point if that speaks to you, but even if you don't know them, you're going to get a ton of value out of the Fulfillment Formula course itself. You know, I personally think that the reason that this concept of fulfillment has floated so much to the surface, particularly in the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, is because we spent all that time looking for things outside of us to fill that space. And, you know, a lot of us had a bunch of that stuff, and then when it went away, you know, it was like, oh, wait, if that's what I have to count on to fulfill me, then I'm kind of in trouble. So what we are really going to be identifying is what is it you're looking for that's going to bring you that completeness sense, that sense of wholeness, filled up to full from the inside without the outside world having to conform to anything in particular. That way, you are the only one responsible and in charge of having that fulfillment. And you may have, you know, heard me tell the story before of how I ended up on this path. And it really was, you know, after the end of my second failed marriage, it was a super brief marriage, but still it felt like a complete failure. And I really was pissed off because I looked around and I said, you know, I did everything that I was told to do, all the things that I was supposed to do to make me happy, you know, and went to school, got married, had kids, got a great job, you know, even had multiple rental properties. My kids were frankly spoiled and rotten. They had not heard no in, I don't know, 10 years probably. And I was just like, wait a second. This doesn't work for me, and it's not really working for anybody else, so what is it that we're all looking for? And so that started my big, deep dive into self-discovery, an investment of a couple of years and a couple of $100,000. So, you know, the value that you're getting out of my experience is vast. But that's really the place where I started to realize all of those things that we are always running for and seeking generally are not the thing that's going to bring us fulfillment. So over this next 6 weeks, we're going to be rolling all of that back to really begin to identify for you what is it that would have that be true for you? What is it that is going to bring you that sense of wholeness and fullness that isn't predicated on anything other than you and the experience that you're having of yourself? So really, this is for you if you feel like you've had success but you're still not satisfied, or if you are always going, and you land on a place of achievement for about a half a second before it feels like you got to go somewhere else and it's not enough, or any other variety that not enough thing takes place. if you feel like you have this vast list of people to take care of and things to do, and you aren't anywhere on it, you're also going to love this next 6 weeks together. And maybe you're even going through the motions a little bit and wondered, why am I doing this? And why am I going to get up tomorrow and do it again? So those are just a few of the indicators. You know, you made it all the way here, so I'm pretty confident that you know that you're in the right place. But I'd like to just remind you of, like, you know, who we all are as we come together. And when I mention these items, it's because I've been there, right? Almost everything that I'm going to mention to you is something that I directly have experienced. You know, even the yucky. God, had plenty of those. All right, so let's talk about the fulfillment formula. If you happen to be near your computer, you can certainly go and look on the course page, the sales page, the getfulfillment.com, and have the full description there. And I also put it on your handout for today. What I want to do is not only review the overall formula, but also look at our definition of fulfillment. Because as we move into the course, you know, I gave a definition of fulfillment on the preview call. That's my definition. And I want to invite you to add anything to it, to expand it, or to completely change it, right? Because like I said, this is about you and your experience. Fulfillment is always an experience. It's not a circumstance. It's not an achievement. It's not a possession. It's an in-the-moment experience. So my definition is the expression and experience of your true self. I gave a longer one, but that's my shorthand version, the expression and experience of your true self. The longer version is the complete presence, expression, and experience of one's abilities, desires, and character in alignment with what is most meaningful to your true self. But I like those shorthand ones too. If you've worked with me in other capacities, you know, like I blow things up and then I hone them down and then I blow them back up again, because we get to know them in new levels each time we do that. So what's your definition? I want you to go ahead and take a minute and in your handout or your notebook, in case you don't have that handout in front of you, what definition are you going to work with? In case I didn't mention it, this is also another way that my training courses can be very different because you're actually going to do it while we're here together. There's some things you're going to do while we're apart, but it's too easy to take in information and then not do anything with it because our lives are so busy. So I really invite you to do the exercises right now while we're in the midst of it. What's the definition of fulfillment that you are going to work with? And if anyone would like to share their definition, you can hit star 2. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, let me start, since my definition relates to my divine coordinates. My divine coordinates are, I am divine trust embodied through healing and connection, creating and remembering harmony.
Thank you for bringing that in. It's great.
Yes, good practice. So my definition that I wrote was consistent connection with divine trust that guides me into right action and peaceful acceptance of what is.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I can feel that. And you actually brought in something that didn't occur to me to include, which is basing your definition on your divine coordinates. So even better.
Cool.
That's fantastic. I love it. Because now you know that. Now you know what it is that you're looking for, right? Like, how different is it going to be to use that as an additional filter on, am I going to do this or do I want that or whatever choice you're making?
Yep.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nicely done. Cool. All right. Even if you're not going to share it with us today, you want to fill that out as an additional check-in and filter for what am I going to move into? What's the experience that I'm after? It's much more tangible when he knows that it has to do with that connection, you know, in that present moment trust, I think, is what he said. Beautiful. Okay, so let's look. That is going to be important because when we look at the fulfillment formula as a whole, not the shorthand version, I'm going to break it down, but the actual description is still on that the getfulfillment.com page. The end result is fulfillment, so we have to know what we're going for, right? So that helps to have that definition as we start. So the overall fulfillment formula is A over P times EX times EC plus F. So I'm going to review it really quickly because, again, I went into it deeply in the preview call, and then we're going to start in on our first component today. The A is for alignment. And depending on how familiar you are with divine navigation, you know that I use that word a ton. It's kind of funny that it's not actually one of my coordinates, but there's a higher level teaching that's just been coming in that has me begin to understand where alignment actually lives. So it's been really fascinating to see how I'm still all about alignment, even though it's not in, technically one of my personal divine coordinates. And really that is all about you being aligned with your truth. You know, like, we are not going to find fulfillment based on someone else's desire or someone else's truth or reality. It's going to have to be aligned with you and not just who you think you are or who you think that you have to be, but who you actually are way down deep underneath. Right? So it's sort of like alignment is an overarching piece to this whole thing. And I have it placed over presence, not getting too mathematical on you, but that common denominator that goes on the bottom of a fraction is presence. And that's actually the piece that we're going to go deeply into first today. And the reason that we start there is because no matter how aligned you are, if you are not in the present moment, you won't be able to experience it. You won't be able to know that there is fulfillment there without being present to it. So we're going to go deeply today into what are the things that are keeping you from being present and then how we can move into a place that we can sense that alignment, we can sense that fulfillment. The next element is experiences. And this is, again, kind of the fabric that weaves through everything in that we're not seeking anything tangible. We're seeking an experience. Because even when you want, you know, that fast red sports car, it isn't about the sports car. That's just a wrapper or a package for an experience you believe that car is going to bring you. So we are going to learn how to take our experiences that we're currently having, identify what experience we want to be having, and how to shift into that experience, and also what desires we have that are material, and how to dig under to the experience underneath that and skip right to that experience. And then if you would still want to go get the shiny red sports car, you know, you can. But then you already have the experience. You might not want it anymore. Fascinating how that works. Then the EC is the cycle of emergence, and that is a pattern based on the directions of divine navigation and the divine coordinates of the cycle that we all go through as we emerge into higher and higher levels of ourselves, that you can, even without your divine coordinates, if you know what your divine coordinates are, then you'll know exactly what to do with these. And if you don't know your divine coordinates yet, you are going to still be able to identify where you are in the cycle and where it gets stuck, because it has to keep flowing. It's either flowing upwards or it's flowing downwards. It doesn't really do a stagnant thing, right? If people talk about being stuck, I don't know that I believe in stuck. I mean, I think you're either going up or you're going down. You know, there's not really homeostasis means that everything is stable and not changing. And nature, the environment, the universe, it doesn't really function like that. So how do we cooperate with that cycle? So one of our sessions is going to be on that. And then sharing. And this is going to look different for everybody, because I don't want anybody to think that sharing means you have to have some big, grandiose, world-changing mission and vision. They're fun. And not everyone desires that. We're in different stages of our lives. We have different priorities. And we actually have different things that are going to bring us fulfillment. That doesn't mean that it isn't just as big of an impact when you walk into the very next room and you share who you are with someone. It has just as big an impact as 100,000 people in a stadium. So every single one of you has the ability to share who you are at a level that changes the world, even if it's the world of just one person. And then that, all of those things together, all of those pieces are actually required as a component for your fulfillment. That is what we're going to be doing over the course of, I say, the next 6 weeks, because we have 1 week where bonus calls that is just straight up open line. You can pre-submit questions, and then if there's extra time, we'll go through more of them, you know, live on the call, but we'll be interacting completely that call. That's the formula. And basically, we're going to be taking one of those components in each one of our calls, leading you to being able to put your pieces together on what's going to bring you fulfillment. So as I mentioned, we are starting today with presence. And like I said, the reason that we actually start with presence is because if you are not present, then you won't even know that you're fulfilled or not fulfilled. So we kind of have to know that first. And it's kind of, I sort of hate the word present, in the sense that, you know, a lot of people talk about like being in the present moment. And this has a much deeper element to it, because it's not only about being in the present moment, right, which is kind of a catchphrase of, you know, being now and all of that. But it also has to do with the energy that you're holding, the signal that you're sending. And we can't really have a clean, clear signal. That's how I like to think of presence, if we're not in the present. So we're going to kind of be working on both sides of this equation. And I'm also going to be pulling in your 21 Days to Energetic Success course, because through some of these elements today, there are certain days in that 21 days course that are going to really support you. We did have some people that registered at the last minute, and so I understand that you haven't made it all the way through, but just make a note so that when you get to day 8 or day 16, when I mention that, that you can remember to touch back and know which element it goes with, because it's super supportive. The 21 days course is not just a bonus to the fulfillment formula. It's actually an integral part. There's just certain elements that are going to fit into certain places. It's not linear in the 21 days course in terms of how the flow of the fulfillment formula goes. So I'm going to call out specific days. But the point of presence is that when you're fully present, it's like a magnetic force. You know how magnets, there's the positive and the negative, and they either attract or repel based on that magnetism. That is what is going to help you come into alignment. Again, why it's A over P, and it's why we're starting with P, is presence. The miracles you want, the magic you want, anything you want to manifest, you got to do it from that sense of presence. Day one and day two of the 21 days course are perhaps the most life-changing of the whole thing, I think. And also day eight. I want to set us into that space of what those particular lessons do for you before we move into what's in the way of you being present. So today, we're really going to dive into the things that block you from being in the presence and being a presence so that you can practice with them between now and next time when we're together. Day one of the 21 days course is the question, where am I? So if you've practiced with this already, you guys are shifting already. I can feel that. That's fantastic. So some of us were out and we remembered to come in, and then now I can feel it. So good. Where am I is about, where is my awareness living? Is it living in my head because I'm, you know, looking at my outline, making sure that I'm giving you everything that I meant to give you today? Or am I in my solar plexus, in my body, being able to feel when you shift? So that was great. So I wasn't as much in my head as I thought, because I could feel it as soon as you guys started to shift. So for those of you who haven't practiced with this yet, or haven't practiced with it in a while, let's just walk through it briefly. Unless you're in the car, don't do the close your eyes part, but you still may be able to practice with this. You can do it anywhere, anytime. The first piece of it is locating your awareness. And your awareness is the part of you that's watching you. It's your consciousness, if you will. And you can literally send it to anywhere in the world. Anywhere. It's not tethered to your body. However, it's far more powerful when it is in your body. So we want to locate it. And I generally like to first locate it without changing it, but locate it, and then when you do, acknowledge where it is, because it's probably a habitual thing, right? We want to notice that pattern, catch ourselves, but just bring it into your solar plexus, below your diaphragm and above your belly button, and breathe into that space. And try to keep your attention right there as much as possible. And this is it's easy to do when you're sitting still, perhaps. And then we want to practice with it when we go out into the world, which is where day eight comes in. Day eight is about staying in your own space. So once you practice a bit with staying in your body, then you want to practice with when someone else is in front of you, when your kids are aggravating you or you're frustrated, or even when you're not, when someone else is frustrated and you're trying to tend to them energetically, that's day eight, is staying inside your own space. Notice, and it's even fun to play with when you do have somebody in front of you, to see, have I left myself, my body, energetically and gone over to try to make something change with them? Or am I staying inside of myself? And this is it's super important, because it's basically the primary way we abandon ourselves, and we do it over and over and over again. So that's day one and day eight. I'm going to bring in day two as well. It builds, obviously, on day one specifically, and that's the when am I question. So when am I has to do with, am I thinking about something that happened last week? Am I worrying about something this afternoon? Or am I right here? You know, am I noticing the sun shining on the leaves? Am I seeing the dragonfly that just flew by? super fun. Can I hear the dog drinking water, being really present with whatever is occurring in this moment? So I wanted to bring those in as we move forward into what is going to make it hard for you to do all of those things I just mentioned. Clearing the space, being present for me also represents clearing the space for you and your fulfillment to show up in. We got to make that space first. And our lives are so full and so overflowing and overcommitted and, you know, over whatever, fill in your own blank, that it leads to what I call residue. So that's our first one. You'll see on your handout, the question is, what's in my way of being present? And I'm going to give you five pieces. Some of them have multiple parts, but I'm going to give you five primary pieces that I have identified that keep people from being present. And then we're going to look at what are your specific ones. So the first one is what I call residue. And that can take a lot of different forms. It's sort of like, you know, life in the world just gets on you, and then you end up carrying it around. You know, like, you know, when a kid goes out and ends up playing in the dirt and they come in with dirt all over their face. Energetically, that's what most of us are walking around looking like, at least part of the time. So things that create residue are being overscheduled, having a lot of what I call psychic noise, and that can take a bunch of different shapes for people. I mean, it may just be that you haven't had any quiet time and you don't know how long. I remember when I got divorced from the father of my children, and I realized that I had not been alone in over a decade. Any of you that have had or have little kids know how hard it is to even get to go to the bathroom by yourself. And I had not been alone for over a decade. I was like, no wonder I was cranky. I love being alone. Like, I need that. Not always. You know, the people that are important in my life are important in my life. I love connecting with you all and my close friends and all of that. But I also, everybody who's close to me knows, like, oh, okay, it's time to cocoon. She'll be back. And I hadn't had that. So that was residue for me. The other specific things that are going to get in your way are incompleteness. And that can take a million forms, right? So what's undone? Also indecision. What's undecided? What have you just not said no to that you want to say no to? Or what have you not said yes to that some other residue is maybe keeping you from saying yes, from really admitting and committing to what you want? Inaction. Different form of indecision for me, because there's a lot of times people have made a decision, but they haven't acted on it. And that's still in the way. Still what I would call residue. Think of your own life and look at what residue, and be specific, because when you go back, when we hang up this phone today and you go back into your life, you need to know what to look for and you need to know what to take care of. You're going to have some actions to do when we hang up today. So I left you plenty of space there to take notes, I hope. I'm a huge note taker, so I tried to leave you space. What's that residue? Okay, then the next R. The next R is resistance. Now, we're going to go deeper specifically into resistance and how you can help move through it when we do the cycle of emergence work. Right now, resistance, the way we want to look at it is it's something that you are generally avoiding. So it's like, what do you know that you need to do or change or address that you're not? And what is it that you're resisting? Most of the time, we're resisting a change, or we're resisting standing up and really expressing who we are because of the ramifications. So it's like either the guaranteed or the perceived change that will occur. And if we don't know what that looks like on the other side, if there's any fear in there, then that's going to show up as resistance. So what are you denying? So denying is one of the ways that shows up, denial, What are you denying that needs to occur that you're just ignoring or avoiding or putting off? Where are you being dishonest? And that could be actually with yourself or with someone else. I would include dishonesty as things that you not, it doesn't have to be that you're lying about it, but you're not divulging, right? Like you're not telling the whole truth. I actually somewhat recently fired a client because she couldn't stop telling little white lies. And I don't just mean to me, right? I mean like everywhere in her life, there were little white lies. Stuff that maybe she thought was insignificant. But when you add up those things about the places that you're being dishonest with yourself or with others, like, oh, that's okay, it's not a big deal, but it really is a big deal to you, that counts. You are basically teaching yourself unconsciously not to trust yourself. That is not going to get us fulfillment. Another shade of both of these, I used to use this a lot when I did parenting coaching, I would ask, what do you know that you're pretending not to know? Oh, that hit somebody pretty profoundly. What do you know that you're pretending not to know? So that's a little combo of denial and dishonesty together. So be honest with yourself right now. Look at where you have resistance to something that you needs to be addressed, needs to go completely, or needs to change. Sometimes these are referred to as intolerances. I think that's something that's used a lot in some coaching circles, of like things that you're tolerating that they're really making you nuts and you're just kind of trying to pretend and avoid them. Kind of covers residue and resistance there, I suppose. Okay, so make sure you made a note about that. The next one is requirements. So this builds on what we talked about in the preview call with expectations. Because requirements, it's another way to say expectations. It's basically a demand of someone or something. So it can be a little bit more intense than a general expectation, but it's literally like it has to be like this or else. So I am going to review the sources of expectations here right now, and I did also put on your handout those sentences to fill out to remind yourself which source the expectation is coming from. I put those on your handout. And if you want more on that, you can go back and listen to the preview call again, or for the first time, we'll put it on the course page as well. So that first source is of yourself, where the requirements or the expectations are. And the sentence that you're going to fill out to know, and this is one I want you to spend some good time on, basically identifying every single unconscious expectation you have of yourself. So this is one of those exercises where you would really be served to give yourself, you know, a good 10, 15 minutes on each one of these sentence stems and fill it out over and over and over again. No editing, no judging, no evaluating, just getting it out. Then once they become conscious, then we can catch ourselves. Without that consciousness, they're just going to keep running the show underneath, and we don't even realize why we're being so driven and think that we have to keep going, going, going. So that first one is from yourself, and the sentence stem to complete there on your handout, just in case, in order to blank. So what's a big desire of yours? That's what you would put in there. It could even be in order to be loved, in order to be successful, in order to be secure. I must, have to, or should. Pick whichever one is appropriate for you. be, do, or have. So that it has different variations. I hope that sentence makes sense when you see it in writing. You can choose what that action is, and the requirement piece is the must, the have to, or the should, and then the be, do, or have. Okay, so those are the ones that are sourced from yourself. That second bullet there is the requirements of others, requirements or expectations of others. And that is from you but onto them, is in order for me to blank, they must. Which, by the way, puts all the power in their hands. And by the way, you want to reference day 14 and day 18 of the 21 days course for this particular segment on requirements. Well, let me see if I can get what those are really quick. Day 14 is, oh, those are the ones that go with yourself. Day 14 is don't talk to me like that. That's about your self-talk. That's a really great one. And then day 18 is about comparisonitis. So those are both really supportive in that category. So the requirements of others are, in order for me to blank, they must. And you've got the sentence right there. Then the other requirements are from others, which there's two bullet points under that one because it's people we know and people we don't know, right? So it's people that are close to us or those societal ones, either way. And it's day 11 that I recommend you peek at here, which is about speaking for yourself, not putting yourself in the generality of society. Like, have you ever heard, listen to people talk and they say, you all the time instead of saying I when they're speaking for their own feelings? That's what that 21 days lesson is about, and it's really supportive here. So this could be someone we know, like I said, and that takes the form of, in order to receive their, you know, like love, support, validation. I put a few things in there, but you can fill in whatever that is. Then I must do X. That's for people who are close to you, right? People you care about. And then the societal ones tend to fall in, and this is not on your handout, they tend to fall into, like, in order to fit in or belong or be valuable to society as a whole, I must. So what are yours? That's an assignment. You're not going to be able to do that while we're on the call together today. Please schedule to do it sooner than later. The sooner you can do it, the more you're going to be able to experience it in your life, and then we can kind of deconstruct it a little bit more together next time. The next one is resentment. And resentments are, let me go ahead and give you the two. They're actually, the last two are resentments and regrets. And there's a difference between the two. They're very close to each other, but resentments are others-centered or others-focused, and regrets are self-focused. Oh, that one landed really nicely too. Yeah, so resentments. Resentments are going to be others-focused, and they're also more future-oriented. And what happens is there is some sort of imbalance that's going on that tends to create the resentment. Now, not that life is perfectly balanced, right? Been around a while, you've heard me talk about that too. And in your 21 days course, day 10 is reclaim your blame, is going to support you with the resentments one. And day 19 is your authentic no. That one is going to support you as well. Because what tends to happen is usually we've left ourselves, right, going all the way back to day 8, where we've left ourselves energetically. We've abandoned ourselves. We've left ourselves out of the equation. We've said yes when we meant to say no. We're not admitting to what our needs really are and what we want experientially. And usually there's this underlying piece, particularly for women, that shows up that says, well, if I just keep giving, then finally one day it will come back to me. But that is just a guarantee for failure. It's not that it can't happen, but what it sets up is this unconscious scorekeeping thing where even if someone comes back and starts to realign that imbalance, you know, how can it ever be enough? So with those resentments, it's giving the power to the other person. So you want to, again, using all of those practices from the 21 Days course that I've called out and any that I haven't, pull that responsibility back to you. Have the focus be on you, not on them. If your experience is dictated by any other person, I don't care how close they are to you, you can still totally love them and they are not responsible for the experience you're having. Only you are. So pull that back. So that's the resentment. The other one is the regrets. And that is, as I mentioned, more self-focused. It's past-oriented. You can't regret something in the future. Anyway, it's not possible. It means that we're in the past. So where are you saying, I wish I'd, and finish that sentence? Because that's a place where you're holding a regret against yourself. And day 13 of the 21 Days course is really going to support you with this. We are going to go more deeply into some of the sources of regrets when we do the experiences session as part of the fulfillment formula, when we dive into the experiences component, so that we can basically recreate your past and really be able to release that and move forward. We are not going to review the 5 superpowers today. But again, I invite you to check that out in the preview call recording again, because both of these are sort of time travel oriented in the sense that the resentments are in the future and they stay resentments when we are not taking the power back to change our experience, right? So it's going to go on in perpetuity and we just know it, right? It's never going to change. And with the regrets one, it's because we're going to the past all the time and saying, you know, if only, if only, if only. So that's another sentence you can finish, if only, fill in the blank, or I wish I had, fill in the blank. So, again, we're going to dive more into that. You know, there's the whole concept of forgive and forget. You know, I definitely am not saying that you're going to forget, or we're not abdicating responsibility by saying don't regret it. But, again, go to day 13 and really look at what's in there to support you in moving beyond it. And we'll do more as we move forward. So I want you to look at which of these R's is having the biggest impact on you. Where is it that you're being blocked from being present? Just pick like the one or two tops to really dive into this week, outside of the fact that I am going to have everyone work on the requirements so that you fill in those blanks, spend some time on that. Other than that, which one, other one or ones, and that you can tell me if that one's your top one, where do you find that you're getting caught up the most? And then I would love to hear from some people. Good, there we go. I didn't even have to ask, the hand started popping up. So star 2, question, a comment, tell me, you know, what's the one? Jeff? Oh, hold on. I put your hand down. I didn't unmute your line. Try that again. You're on.
Okay. Resistance.
Do you want to say more? To something particular or?
Well.
Please say more.
Yes. Well, near as I can figure out, it's resistance to, I mean, I know what I'm resisting, writing mostly, and marketing is another thing I'm resisting, and ultimately that has to be about resisting whatever it is about the unknown level of success that I make up must be frightening to some part of me.
Yes, and I love that you went ahead and took it another layer deeper, so this is really useful for everybody else. So notice what you are resisting, and then let's go see what's underneath that resistance. So you said it's about the unknown level of success that's underneath. What else might it be about? What are you really most afraid of when you're looking at revealing yourself, let's say, in your writing and in your marketing?
Rejection, I think. It won't be good enough to stand out amongst all the other people writing or speaking or doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to think about rejection. Another R, rejection.
How about that? Yeah, and it's that not good enough thing that I said. Like, it permeates for all of us. Like, it just takes different forms, but everybody's got a niggly bit about not enough. Either, you know, it's not enough, I'm not enough, it'll never be enough is the mantra that I feel like runs through so many of us. So great. Yeah, so for anybody else too, like, if, you know, whatever that piece is, let's make sure that we go deeply enough into it, and we can totally talk it through, just like we did here with Jeff, that that we can see what that's really about. Yeah. And how does it serve you to have identified this? What do you see now?
Well, it gives me a direction to reach out and ask for support from and for, which of course I do with you. But it tells me where I can focus using whatever tools or whatever to shift that. And it also helps me see the bullshit part of what my mind wants to feed me.
Well, and rather than you, like, trying to go and focus on your writing, right, like, you actually know where to put the focus that's going to, you know, actually shift back up and then express through that writing, that ability to write. I'm assuming this is like copy, like website copy, that kind of thing, or something different, or in general?
Well, it's a combination of that and also you know, writing for my list, you know, newsletter.
Communication, right. Well, and so this is a little bonus tip for any of you that do run businesses that I actually recommend. That you look at marketing or writing, that kind of thing, as community building rather than those other than writing and marketing. Yeah. Look, I can't even remember the word.
community building.
And for you, because you have connection in your divine coordinates in the West, really staying in that energy of this is just about connecting. All I'm doing is connecting. I'm not after something. I'm not trying to make something happen.
Yeah.
I'm just connecting with them. That doesn't mean there's not a call to action included at some point, but your primary energy is about the connection, because if you lose that piece, you're not going to really be showing up as you. You're not going to be happy, and it's not going to land.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. Great awareness. Is resistance the primary one, or did you have another one you wanted to share before we complete with you?
Yeah, I would say what rings the most would be requirements.
Of yourself, of others, or from others?
I think at this point in my life, I mean, I could tell you for years and years, it was much more about what I thought others would demand of me. And now I would say that I've aged and matured to just being hung up in what I think I'm supposed to be for others or to get others. approval or whatever it is. So it's much more now about what I think my requirements of myself to be good enough as a coach or a expert or as a husband or any of those things.
Everything, yeah. Every single place I show up in my life. And what's fascinating when we discuss that is that what you actually do, this maturity you're talking about, is really an emotional maturity, because what we discover is that we never have expectations of other people that we aren't already holding of ourselves. Those requirements of others are only a reflection of how we believe that we should be showing up.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah,
we call it
projection.
Indeed. So it's great to be able to dial that back. And again, I mean, the 21 days course, there's gold in them hills. Please use it, everybody. That really, like, you are the one responsible. Like, you take care of your container and then watch how people shift. I can't tell you how many times I have heard people say, once they started really working on their own, taking care of their own space in this way energetically, how miraculously other people have changed. It's so fun. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Phone number ending in 00.
Yes.
Yes. Hello. Is that Miss Karen?
Hi. Yes, it's Karen. I just, when you said that, I really realized for me it was also writing, but it's more the creative aspect and putting something into a blog or whatever that would be interesting. But I want it to be inspired. And if the muse isn't there, then I don't write. And it brought to mind something that I read online a few days ago, that if you're waiting for inspiration to write, you're not a writer, you're a waiter.
That's awesome. Well,
and so
you...
I think about it with my divine coordinates, my north is unique expression and my south is empowerment. So to actually empower that expression, right, I need to... get in there and do it, spend some time intimately hanging out in meditation and so on. But there's also just the start writing and the muse can come.
Yeah.
So,
it's like you can't turn the wheel if the car's not moving. It's the same kind of thing. Like, you know, I'm writing something and then something brilliant and inspired shows up.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. That's fantastic. Thanks for bringing your divine coordinates in, because I was about to go, yes, and what's yours?
Right there.
Perfect. Thank you. Was there anything else? And which
nope.
was that?
That
which
was
one good. Did it fall? Which one did it fall under? Were you calling it resistance to?
I was calling it requirements. In order for me to write, the muse has to show up.
Got it.
And then
awesome.
The... Well, just sit down and begin to write, ran into some residue, but that's manageable.
Awesome. Cool. And so just for everybody to see how, you know, we could have assumed that was the same, it was showing up from the same source with Karen and Jeff, but it's not. So that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Love it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a little confusing because I've got two more hands up and they both say anonymous. So I'm going to open the first one and talk to me and tell me your name. And when I respond with your name, you know it's you.
Hello?
Yes. Who's that?
Hi, Tron. Hi, Linda.
Hello. I'm like, oh, I can't tell who's who. Hi, Tron. What you got for us?
Well, for me, the first one that came up was residue. Because it's just, I feel overpowered with noise and being, you know, overscheduling, or it's just not enough time for me. That's one of those. And the second one was resistance. No, actually, it wasn't resistance. It was requirements. So
okay.
It's one demand from others for things and expectations from me and all that. And the way that I see it with my, yeah, with my divine coordinates, it's about my West and East are compassion and personal power. So it's losing compassion for myself, and I can see it and I feel that, and my personal power. So coming back to that is where I'd get my balance, I know, but those are my weaknesses.
Good to know. Yeah, because then you can use some of your other support materials, like what are your spectrums and what are those unconscious behaviors, you know, to perhaps move them. But right now, we just want to know what they are, and then you can catch yourself in it and then shift it. You know, we're not overly focused about trying to get out of it at this moment. I'm not going to leave you there, but to know where they are. As far as the residue goes, what do you feel you could shift or put into place or change to help kind of clean up that psychic space?
Well, what's happening at the moment is since I've been working with you with the Divine Coordinates, I've got overly busy and with work, which is a great thing, but...
Hold on a second. Dang, my business has grown so much. Sorry, go ahead.
So it's about organizing it so that I'm not constantly trying to keep on top of it. And
like
I know
systems?
We're working on that. Yeah, yeah. And I know we've talked about it before, about time trade and different things like that.
Mm.
So
right.
So those are the things I'm beginning to start to feel into and look at.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, because with residue, and this is for everybody as well, is, you know, lots of times people call them boundaries, and boundaries feel like, you know, really huge protective walls to me. So it's like I don't love the idea of boundaries, because it's not that I want protection. I just want to be like, hey, okay, this is where I end and you begin. You know, like, let's be clear. This is okay with me. This is not okay with me. And there, most of us have at least somewhere in our life that we need to take up all of our own space. And when we're not taking up all of our own space is when that residue can more easily get in, I find.
Mm. Yeah.
That was for everyone, but if that is something that lands for you, then that's great. Cool. Is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
So that leaves our other person that must be on Skype, which is the unusual because it doesn't usually say it like that. So I'm unmuting you now.
It's Beverly.
Hello, Beverly.
Okay, so first what came up was resentments, then requirements, then residue. And it all comes back, it looks like, in this moment. In order to be successful, I have to do it all, which is self-reliance, out of balance.
Ah, so Beverly has self-reliance and her divine coordinates in the north.
Right now, things have shifted into really high gear. And so the ever-efficient, self-reliant part of me has stepped into high gear. And in this moment, I'm okay with that. And I know in a week from now, I won't be.
good to know.
Because I'll it's that fine line of managing myself to be self-reliant in a powerful way versus burnout.
Yeah, instead of that isolated, completely self-contained, I don't know how it shows up on your spectrums, but, you know, that place where it's almost a nuisance to have someone else try to get in it with you.
Right.
But then it's annoying and resentful the other way.
Yeah. So then the next piece that came in is requirements. And I was sharing with someone yesterday, I am feeling so disillusioned with so much of humanity right now. It's like I'm getting my feelings hurt really, really easily. I mean, and on one hand, it seems a little bit silly, but I feel very disrespected. Simple thing. I took my car to have it serviced, was there at my appointed 11 o'clock time. They said it was going to be an hour and a half. I come back an hour later, didn't inquire because I thought, well, they said an hour and a half. 2.5 hours later, I go up and go, excuse me. Oh, well, they're just getting back from lunch. They're just taking it in now. And I said, well, what happened to my 11 o'clock appointment? And the service writer just shrugged her shoulders at me like, I mean, all she would have had to do is say, I'm sorry, they got backed up. I was so hurt by that. And that's just an example. I just feel hurt by so much of what people are doing because I expect them to be a little bit more respectful or courteous. And I'm not sure what to do with that right now because it's not serving me.
Well, what's interesting, and this isn't a place I would normally go, but it's right here, so I want to serve you and say, it's interesting because I kind of feel like it's progress for you because there would have been a time you would have just gotten angry about it.
That's true, and I wouldn't have done anything different outwardly. I just would have buried
right.
that anger.
Yeah, right. This is about your experience, right? And
yeah.
and anger that isn't expressed is much more destructive in the body than like acknowledging that hurts, right? So, frankly, for me, for you, I think that having this be a hurt feeling instead of this repressed anger is productive. I think it's great.
Well, that's all fine and well, except that right now I don't have any private support to help through this.
We can take care of that. Yeah. So that's funny. This morning I was like, I think that really needs a session. We can do that.
Because it really because what's happening right now is that self-reliance in a less than powerful way is that umbrella is attempting to open and just envelop everyone. Specifically
mm-hmm.
me in a way that's not supportive. So
right, and that's just because that's been a go-to.
Right.
So
it's a so place it's, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah, very true. But again, like it really is this is for everybody, like when we can move beyond because frankly hurt is generally always under anger. Right? Like it's always almost always underneath there. So like, I know in the moment it's just like, well, I don't want this either. But to me, it still feels like this deeper access, another level of deep access for you that's encouraging.
Yeah, and I get that. I appreciate that reflection because that makes sense to me as you say that. I get that this is a deeper access. And, yes, it's not a space that I particularly find empowering at this point.
Because I just want to roll up in a ball. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And sometimes that's called for. You just might not want to do it for days, but, you know, give yourself a half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, underneath all of this, you know, bringing it all back into the concept of fulfillment, it's going to be in the feeling part of the experience that we're going to find fulfillment or not find fulfillment, no matter what it is we're referring to. So the ability to feel without getting lost in the sea of the emotion, which I don't hear that you're doing. You're just like, ow, like I'm not really comfortable and familiar with that. I don't want to feel that, right? Like we have to just dig more into that. You're not going to have to stay there, but it feels like there's a beautiful softening coming with that too.
Yeah, and you're right. It's not that I don't want to be here. I don't know what to do with it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, I'm feeling it.
Yep.
And it's just, like say, everybody seems to be able to poke at me right now and hurt my feelings. And it's like, oh, geez. This is kind of exhausting.
Yes. Well, and what's in your West?
Self-acceptance.
So it probably doesn't have anything to do with them, but they're just helping.
Right, yeah.
Not
that I don't know what to do with it within me, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, I think that these segments, the sentence stems of the requirements, completing that may be really useful in particular around this, and I'll make sure that we get you scheduled for one of your private sessions.
Okay.
So it's not that part. Take care of it. Yeah. you know, understanding the context of this course just for anybody else is like, well, I want one of those. Beverly has been with me for a while and is in a program where private sessions are included. So if anybody is wanting any type of additional support or wanting to know about the other programs we offer, just pop that email over to guidance@divinenavigation.com and we'll explore with you what's a great fit for you. But we are just at the beginning. This is just session one of the fulfillment formula, too. So are you complete with that, Beverly? And so I can just say goodbye to you?
Yeah. Thank
you. Okay. Thank you. I do want to wrap up and just remind you of what I want you to look at for next week. You know, making sure that you have your definition of fulfillment defined and written out so that perhaps you'll want to share it with us next time. That you go back and do those sentence stems on the requirements. That's something I'm asking everybody to do. I recommend a form of what's sometimes referred to as automatic writing, where I just want you to keep writing. No stopping and thinking about it. I just want you to keep writing. So even if you want to copy and paste that sentence in a document on your computer and just, you know, duplicate it so that all you have to do is fill in the blanks, so you can go really fast, that might be really useful. Just to make sure that we're bringing these to the surface, because they're going to impact everything else we do moving forward. So we need to know what those are. You need to know what those are. You don't have to share them all with us. I just need you to become present to them. And then whatever your other top, if it wasn't requirements as your top block, what is your top block? And work with that in some way. I'm not going to give a lot of instruction around that because everyone's different, but become familiar with it, whether you're a writer or a contemplator or you need to talk it out, you know, whatever those pieces are for you, so that we can begin to identify and move it out of the way to create that space so that you can show up in it and your fulfillment can show up in it. Let's see. It seems like there's something else. Oh, and then your 21 days course. You know, go back and specifically refer to those days that I called out. And if anyone got started a little bit later on the course or it's been a while since you did it, because we, you know, obviously have some alumni, my fastest to participate people, probably because they're used to being so interactive with me, that you go back and refresh, because using the where am I, when am I, and the staying in your own space, do that, like, all throughout the day, you know, just whenever you remember. I've had some people set a timer on their phone so that they can check in and see, am I in my body? And then they ask the other question. And then when you're with people, you know, remember to make sure that you're staying over in your space. However it serves you to work with that. It, what's fun is once you've been doing it for a while, then suddenly one day you'll go to check and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm right where I was intending to be, right here in my core. And that's a lovely surprise when that day comes. So these are really, like I said, what we're doing today is paving the way for you to be present and be a presence in your own world and in your own life and have that fulfillment come in and be present with you. These are foundational pieces of what stops us and then how do we move into that. So really, this course is not just about the time that we're on the phone together. You probably saw this in the emails that I sent out about the course. For me, information doesn't create transformation. You really, the more you participate in terms of doing the exercises and playing full out and talking to me when I ask for hands and things like that, the more you're going to get out of it. And I want you to walk away from this course with really knowing those components so that you can create fulfillment anywhere you want, anytime you want. I'm only up to something teeny. So thank you for joining me today for our first session of the Fulfillment Formula. And if you need anything at all, technical or otherwise, give us a shout at guidance@divinenavigation.com. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.